kind of large containers that you would roll off a wagon. What would you call that?
Barrel.
What did molasses come in when you bought it in a large quantity?
Barrel sugar.
And what about lard?
Can of it.
Did you ever use lard?
Yes, we use it, yeah.
Have you ever heard of a stand of lard?
Yes.
What is that?
That's a 50-pound can.
Oh, and everybody's been saying can, they mean bigger than just a little can, huh? I always thought they meant just a little. What would you use to enable you to pour water into a narrow mouth jar?
Funnel.
What would you use to urge your horses to go faster when you're driving a buggy?
Buggy whip.
If you bought something at the store, at the grocery store, your things you bought would be put in a
grocery bag.
And that would be made of
paper.
How did a fairly large quantity of sugar used to be packaged?
Cotton sacks.
What about 50 pounds of flour?
Same.
Did you ever buy potatoes in a sack?
You're trying to say toe sack now?
Yeah, I want to know what you call a toe sack.
That's got a different name. Jute. Some people call that jute bag, some toe sack. There's another name too I can't think of.
Have you ever heard anything called a crocker sack?
That's it.
What, you call it that?
No, never heard of that. It's Lila Sims talking about it the other day in the paper.
I was just going to say, I was just going to mention it. You never had heard of that before?
Oh, yeah, I'd heard of it. I didn't know what poker meant. Tozak.
What'd you think it meant?
I didn't know.
Have you ever heard of Crocus Sack?
I think he had a dispute over the way to spell that the other day with him, huh?
I just wondered if you knew what do you call the amount of corn that you would take to the mill at one time to be ground?
Turn.
What do you call the amount of wood you can carry?
Armful, right?
When the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new
bulb.
When you carry the wash net to hang it up on the line, you carry it in a
basket.
What do nails come in?
Kegs.
What runs around the barrel to hold the staves of the wood in place?
Hook.
If you fill up a bottle, what do you put in it so the liquid won't come out?
Cork. Stopper, maybe.
There is a musical instrument that you play at your mouth and move back and forth. What do you call that?
A harp.
What about something you would hold between your teeth and pluck on it? What do you call that?
That's a Jew's harp.